Kyle, what a terrific show that was. I really genuinely mean it this time. I'm sorry my connection cut out.
No, you're fine. That's right, patrons. Every other time Joe said that he really liked that episode, he was lying.
It's true.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a great show.
Honestly, I thought it was fantastic. And then my internet's fucked up. And then I cut you off.
No,
I read the question and answered it.
Oh, no, that was on me. Error. I was somewhere else. You know, the thing about doing the show live, which I absolutely love. I love doing it live. It's just me eyeing. I need to not eye chat as much.
Yep.
Because it distracts me.
I see something that
makes me a little bit perturbed and annoys me.
Uh-huh.
Not that it happened often, Luke, but do I say things wrong? Absolutely. Don't correct me in chat.
What do you say? What do you say?
Magic lettuce, and he said, "Oh, you mean the devil's lettuce?"
No, it's the magic. It could be magic lettuce.
Come on. It happened last week on 6-1 Indy. It was funny though.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Hugh Jackman, but I said Henry Jackman. And they all looked at me like, what are you talking about? And I, dead serious, is like, what? Did I say something wrong?
Oh, Kyle, I think my brain fog from a few weeks ago has transferred over to you, bud.
It traveled through the ethernet. Because I legit was like, I said, what did I do? I thought I nailed that comparison.
Oh, nope. Boy.
Mm-mm. I said Henry Jackman.
Oh, boy. Well, first, okay. Real talk. I also had an interview today.
Oh, nice. I thought you were in the new thing.
I am in the new thing. Here's a funny thing about my job. Okay. We're getting in the weeds. Listen, if my boss is somehow a patron to this show, you played yourself.
Thanks for the money.
Exactly. Because I need more of it. Anyway. So I started work as the a job coach. Again, I help folks on the spectrum.
Yep.
From severe to folks that are more atypical. I help them with their day to day, right? Mm-hmm. So my job coach, that means, you know, the folks that I'm with are higher functioning, that's the word I wanted to use. Who are verbal, and you know, again, I'm helping them. I'm kind of the intermediary to them and the boss and to the company, right? So I'm not there to do their job for them so much as I'm there to make sure I got them looking straight, you know what I mean? Looking at the task at hand. So, you know, and how to deal with like challenging, you know, conversations. Like some people don't want to be told certain things in certain ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That being said, love what I do, but they're building it at this point in time still. And what
got it?
What
was so it's happening, not an established thing already,
right? So, like, what was promised to me in the beginning was, hey, it's going to be part time for a month. Then there's going to be someone added to the department that needs help or assistance, rather, and the person that I'm shadowing will go help them, and then I will take over helping this new client, right?
Mm-hmm.
And or sorry, this previous client, and they're terrific, by the way. Like they love musicals, and so when you say Hugh Jackman, they had a Hugh Jackman the musical shirt on.
Oh, that's great!
Oh my god, I loved it. And
that
like,
was actually why I brought it up. I was a reference to The Greatest Showman.
Yep.
And when I said Henry Jackman instead of Hugh.
And it's funny because I asked him, I'm like, I go, you like that musical? He's like, yeah, I love Henry Jackman.
Oh, wow. See, I'm right.
But it's so like,
he's actually Henry Jackman's actually a video game composer. I wasn't half wrong. Anyways, continue.
But they answered it so cute. They're like, they know the exact time, what they were doing. Like they're like, yeah, we saw it a year and 2 months ago. And then we like with my family, sweet. I was like,
yeah.
And they're so sweet too. Like that, like very polite, like just holds the door for you. Ask, like I was whistling at one point. What was I whistling? You may ask. Of course it's the Elden Ring theme. And as I'm walking up the stairs and they just go to me, I love your whistling. I think it's very lovely.
Aww.
I'm like, you are too goddamn kind.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, I love them. They're a great client so far. I wish I didn't have to say client. I wish there was a better terminology we could use. Yeah. Nonetheless.
I understand why, but I get you.
It just sounds too clinical. I'm going to say, you know what? My Brosif from here on out.
There you go. Your bro Montana.
My bro Montana. That said, though, just not enough hours. It's like, you know, 3-4 days. I'm like, I need 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What ended up happening a week ago was one of them who has, you know, their share of issues. They want to go out, though, and try something new. And God bless them. I truly hope the best for them. Because this is awesome. Like, their dreams to go to college. They want to go to college.
Yeah.
Go for it. That said, though, now, all of a sudden, it's a super part-time job as of last week.
Mm.
And so my boss walks up to me, and she's like, hey, remember that the position you wanted a month ago? But couldn't get because HR was really dumb. And it's the reason why I'm in this position right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's like, well, what if you wanted to do that and what you're doing here? And so I'm pretty much now, it's like they've created a new position for me. It's like,
that's awesome.
It's like I'm a floater for the moment. I'm switching between two departments until they get more hours for the employment sector so I could be a job coach, and it would be at the same pay that I'm getting right now, which is $1.50 more. Sorry, $2.50 more. So, yeah, so good news there. But then all of a sudden, after I said yes to that, I got an email from another place who's a NGO, so I like that. You know,
what's an NGO?
They're a non-government organization, so they're a charity.
Okay, cool.
Nonprofit. And their job is to actually literally help the area next to me. And so, like, it's to help people in need and less fortunate. And I'm like, dude, I'm all in on this.
Yeah.
Interview went pretty darn well. And, you know, it's one, like, via Zoom, right? So, to me, I don't know about you, and I'll throw this over to you. How I've winged interviews is I treat them like they're a podcast. I'm guesting on someone's podcast, and I'm here.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, and I'm here to advertise the trophy room, which means I'm on my best behavior. That's how I view every single one.
It's great.
So it's like, hey, I'm the guest. You ask me questions, guy or gal, and that's how I kind of I roll with interviews. It's not
that's
to say,
great.
Listen, we don't have a bang list, you know, that we go over. That maybe River is a part
the
of
the news.
Exactly. There's no segments. It's just like the guest segment. I'm
Can you imagine? You're in the middle of an interview and you just go, you holding on something? Prepare the drop. What are your 401k requirements? Do you match? This Thursday.
Yeehaw! You guys have Delta?
What does it kick in? Is there a probationary
gotta
period?
Go fast. Gotta go fast. Gotta is go there fast. Vision? What does PTO look like? Gotta go fast. Gotta go fast. Yeah, it's not, but like to me, it's like, okay, whoo, so, yeah.
That is good information to have, because my... The phone one, because that one was kind of like impromptu. Like I saw the email and they were like, listen, we want to talk to you over the phone. It was with a recruiter for the company.
Okay.
After I applied to it and just giving me the down low and like what my preference would be and whatever and a little bit about me and whatnot. I think I nailed that one.
Sure.
The one in person today, it's at a Canvas place. So it's a family business that so canvassing is like in you know, awnings or specifically like boating.
Okay.
So like all the cushions on the sails, you know, cushions on boats, whatnot. Yeah. And I was very charming, like I am. I was doing a great job. But there were lulls.
Okay.
There was like they kept asking, do you have any questions for me? I was like, not any more than the ones I already asked.
Yeah.
And so if I heard you say be on a podcast or treat it like you're on a podcast, maybe I would have threw a couple other like conversation starters out there, maybe that would have made me feel better about it. Mm-hmm. I still think it went okay.
All right.
It is essentially, I'm getting the same feelings of my last job, okay, which I don't know if I love.
Okay.
Because they also, they were like, oh, where are you working now? It's like, well, I haven't been working since January. I got laid off because
downsizing.
They couldn't hold my position because things were getting slow. And their response to that was like, yeah, I get it. We go through the same thing, which makes me a little nervous to go through this all again next January. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But it's lovely. It seems chill. I wouldn't be doing any heavy lifting, which is a plus.
There you go.
It would be more being the
same with me.
It'd be more of like the face of the showroom. So like I would greet customers, I would do the quoting, I would take phone calls, all that jazz. But I don't know boats, so I don't know if they're willing to take that chance of like educating me on that stuff. But like, I'm a quick learner. I can pick it up. Like
I lasted
a whole year at a glass and mirror place. I know shit about that.
Yeah.
So like, I have no problem with learning something like that. And
and honestly, it's like who really knows boats? You know?
Exactly. Listen, it was an administrative assistant position. I'm applying because of that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not coming to be a master boater. You know what I'm
saying? You want to know boats? I only know boats and hoes from
exactly. Boats and hoes. I should play that on my first day if I get hired.
Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes. Gotta have me more boats and hoes. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
The Santa Maria.
The Bottawa drinking sangria. Nachos, lemon heads of my dad's boat. You won't go down because my dick can float. We sail around the world and go port to port. Every time I come, I produce a quart.
I'm impressed, Joe. Step Brothers, top five movie of all time. I love that movie so much.
Top five, man. Citizen Kane, Godfather, Step Brothers.
Yeah, 12 Angry Men, Parasite, Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. Real talk.
Schindler's List, Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. Maybe it's Step Brothers and Schindler's List. Who knows? Yeah. The order is weird. I'm happy for you. The one thing that I do is during the interview, while they're talking, if there's a question lined up, I don't lose it. I just ask them. There was something that they were talking about to me today, and I immediately swung a question right back at them. So I try to make it like I am. This is a podcast. Oh, question. Here's something for you. And they're able to answer it.
It also didn't help that the interview, the in-person one, was on the showroom, and people were coming in, and they would have to leave the interview to help the customer.
Sure.
So it kind of broke up the pacing a little bit and whatnot. So.
Hate when that shit happens.
And they're also very inexperienced because it was a family-owned business.
Sure.
I could tell because I interviewed for summer camp. Like, I interviewed potential counselors for years.
Yeah.
I could tell they were inexperienced with doing an interview process kind of thing.
Fair enough.
Because everyone's been there. He was like, everyone's been here for like 30, 40 years. So like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they essentially were, I don't know if you know boats, Joe, or if anyone out there know boats, but
I know a thing or two about submarines over the last week.
Have you heard of the Boston Whaler?
No.
Okay, well, it's a type of
boat. I know the North Carolina Whaler, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Luke's mom.
Oh, no. They essentially manufactured that from the beginning of when it was unveiled, and it's a very popular type of boat.
Okay, nice.
So that's kind of been their family thing for like 50 plus years.
And I would always lean back on like, that lineage and talking about like 30 plus years in it for the long haul type of stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like the interview that I just had went very well. I always threw it back to, so like for me, maybe if this helps you, I don't know. But what I try to do.
What was that?
I'm like, because I'm not the great. We're shooting the shit.
Yeah. I gotcha.
So, you know, their whole thing is serving the underprivileged. And so I go, okay, well, I could throw this back over to what I do currently. I help also, people that are developmentally disabled. And so, like, I throw it back over to, like, that is a really awesome thing that you guys do, a very selfless act, and I'm going to mirror what is another, to me, selfless act as well.
Oh, yeah.
And mirror what we do and what absolutely. Our, and then what I do for them. So, like, oh, you yeah. know, so I talked about that, mirrored over.
I do that with my history with teaching. If they're like, can you multitask and be organized? Like, yeah, you know, subbing in a room with 30 kids and you have to, you know, be attention everywhere.
Yeah.
And things pop up all the time. Yeah, I'm used to that.
I told them, they're like, can you deal with high tense situations? And I'm like, absolutely. And I go like, after what I've been through here, I could safely say I can handle any situation you throw at me.
Also, you know, what kind of high tense situations going on over at that nonprofit?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Like how can you deal with tense situations? I think was one of the things. And I'm just like, what I do here is incredibly tense. You know, like I toss it over to, like, you know, sometimes there's challenging behaviors that we have to, you know, deal with, and while also keeping that client safe, we have to keep others safe, other clients, other personnel, and we have to de-escalate the situation, which means we have to see the situation happen before it happens or before it could get worse. And, sometimes you walk out of that situation and, you know, you have to say, you have to say a paragraph in a sentence to the other person in the room. There's a lot of nonverbal communication that has to play in there. And so those situations, you know, and then I roll it back into what I do there. It's like, has kind of molded me into feeling confident that I can handle a tense situation in a boardroom, you know?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Then throwing it over to, because they were doing like a lot of like social media stuff. And I'm like, hold up there. I'm pretty much the king of memes. I got that on lock. And
have you seen the number of times I've used the Homelander clip on my social media?
It's a good half a dozen times in the last
I've month. Got it on block.
I got it on lock. I'm actually super proud. I don't know if you've seen the one the video of describe Final Fantasy 16 combat poorly, and it's the surfer guy going, well, first you go, oh, my,
oh yeah,
and then a and then you're like in the pit, bro.
Side tangent. Yeah. I know it's been going on for a little while longer, but every time I see it, it makes me feel good. What? The Bill Hader one of him just dancing around. I love that one so much. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, that one's so good. But yeah, so like that's how I kind of deal with this. It's like in the moment. So when they ask, hey, do you have any questions? I usually then get, like, if I don't have one, I try to save one up. But if I don't have one, and it's usually one that's like not how much you're getting paid. Not that like,
oh, usually yeah, have. Yeah.
Someone's hitting someone with a hammer. Hitting something with a hammer. Jesus, not oh, someone. Boy. We're perfectly fine here. Perfectly sane. Not a Texas Chainsaw Massacre type of vibe, no.
We got the Seraphites from Last of Us 2 in there? What's going on?
Maybe. But, like, you know, I always just throw it back to them. Like, no, you hit it out of the park. You addressed all the concerns I had. And then I talk about the things that interest me. The points that they talked. So I kind of do the Spark Notes vision to make them know that I was a part of this conversation. I was aware and like,
yeah,
I was
yeah. in.
You know, I wasn't just going, oh, yeah.
Gosh. Give me money for doing things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that one would be pretty cool if I got it. I'm listening That's to great. Logan here. Logan said he never got a better job when he was out of work. He always found that better job while he was currently working somewhere.
Currently working. Yeah,
because
yeah.
you have that, like, and I came in going like, "Hey, listen, if I don't get this, it's not the end of the world. I got this job lined up."
Yeah,
and so like the gig currently like is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Monday is going to be the 12-hour day though. That sucks, but like, it doesn't interfere with podcasts. It doesn't interfere with my personal life. And to me, it's going to be the job I work at for a good year and a half while I look at possibly going into IT, possibly.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully by the end of October, I'm able to pay off that student, the part of the private student loan debt. You know, So there's always, you know, there's always good there. There's always good there. Hey, Kyle, listen, because everybody's talking about it. Oh, one sec.
Really quickly, Joe?
Yes.
I think we should save the questions we didn't get to in the main show for next week.
Why is that?
I feel a little bad that some of these people aren't patrons and they won't get to hear us answer the questions.
Oh, okay.
You know, just like...
Well, the way I look at it is like a lot of podcasts have a lot of questions each and every week. Like I think
of
a Beyond, like a Kind of Funny joint or whatever. So it's not, to me, it's not the guaranteed because you ask a question you're in.
No, I get that. But
are there something that fit?
For what? The post show?
Yeah. Or like that fit for a next week show?
Yeah. Like we got a question about Project Q.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can do the one that I was like, you're probably going to laugh. And then a question about PSVR 2.
Let's talk about it. Well, you know what? How about this? Okay. We'll start a new slate next week. I'll take your advice next week and we do these.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That works.
Yeah. If you'd like to read them while I ask what the fuck someone's
hitting. Going on?
Yeah.
Sure. The 85 Marauder is saying, hey, fellas, happy Pride Month and happy Independence Day. On to my question. It's been revealed that the PlayStation Project Q is supposed to launch at a $300 price point. For $300, I can get a Nintendo Switch that plays games natively or an Xbox Series S that plays games natively. Sony seems entirely out of touch thinking that people will pay $300 for what's basically a remote play screen. I've tried remote play on my Vita and my phone, and it's always been a poor experience. What do you guys make of all this, and what's the price point that you realistically think is acceptable for what the device is? Personally, I'd pay more if it played games natively. Thank you for your time, and keep up the amazing work.
Answer that question, Kyle. I'll be right back. One sec.
Oh, Joe's about to lay the smacketh down on his family. I do wish it had games natively. I just wish it was a Vita. I'll be 1000% real. Remote play works sometimes. Like I remember making Spider-Man work on Vita, not too bad. Obviously it's better on console. Watch Dogs didn't work at all when I tried it. So yeah, would I love Project Q to have native games? Yes, please, because I just want the Vita again. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to know what is under the hood power wise, mm-hmm. and if it can play things over Wi-Fi connection and make it seem like you're just playing on TV and same quality, then I think that price point is fine. But I would pay a little bit more to have native games on it.
First off, I walked in, I just opened the door, and I got all the information I needed. My father right now is in his tidy whities, hammering a picture frame.
How's he doing, by the way?
To the wall. And again, you would think, right? Oh, I just had this thing in my leg, blah, blah, blah. No, in tidy whities, nailing a picture frame to the wall.
Great.
While my mom is...
At 10:30 at night.
Yep, at 10:30 at night. While my mom is washing her face, prepared to go to sleep.
Great.
So that's all.
And
the
they sometimes get mad at you for being too loud on the show.
Exactly. But hammer at 10:30 at night. Perfectly fine. And what do I get greeted with? This is my father again. Uh-huh. He doesn't say, hi, how are you? Or, hey, I'm just.
He goes, what the fuck you want?
Fucking nailed it, Kyle.
Did I really?
Word for word. What the fuck you want? Like, offended, I was about to ask, what's going on?
That's wild. But very relatable.
Very relatable. Jesus, our fathers would get along so well.
Yeah.
All right.
But so the question is, would you pay more for a Project Q that had native games on it, essentially a new Vita, or do you think $300 is okay for what it's going to do?
Yeah, I heard rumors of the price tag. It really depends, because I see a lot of people. I think his name's Brendan Stirrup on Twitter. He's been doing a lot of streaming stuff, right? I think he works for Xbox. Let me see, Brandon. There you go. Yeah, Brendan Stirrup. Senior business manager Xbox. There you go. Very nice dude, and he's been doing. And someone said, you heard that? Okay, cool.
Can't I heard that.
So he's actually playing remote play via Remote Play, Xbox, PC, all streaming to right now the LG device that he has. Oh, excuse me, I hiccuped. Oh my God, what's happening to me? I'm dying. My diaphragm's like, Joe,
don't
stop.
Don't die.
Stop, you need air. And he's like, it's doing pretty fine. Like, it's doing okay. It goes to the next, maybe actually this should have been on the main show in terms of like the cloud gaming section. It's fine. We were running really late.
Yeah.
But like, you know, cloud is getting there faster than we think. And with Jim Ryan's verbiage, yeah, I should have been on the main show. Shit, I'm kicking myself. You know,
that's my fault. I didn't think they were related.
Real talk, guys. We literally started to put the show together at like 7:20 because I was running super late.
Is Project Q used in the cloud or is it Wi-Fi? I thought it was Wi-Fi first and foremost.
So right now, what we know is it's like a remote play device.
Remote play. Got it. Okay.
But what we don't know, because Jim Ryan's like, we have more to show you on cloud in the coming months. So, like, right now, yeah, Project Q seems like a paperweight. But I would wait to see what the big reveal for Sony's cloud initiative is before we throw stones at it, per se. Because right now, yeah, you're right. Like, I wouldn't pay $300 for this.
No.
Right now. But, who knows? You know, what PlayStation shows. I'm really interested in streaming devices now that I got, again, the job I wanted, which means from 8:30 to 12 at night, there's nothing for me to do at my job. No bullshit. So, like, there's going to be a lot of downtime, so I can actually use a device like the LG situation we got here. So, to me, I'm like, this actually, I see a lot of value in it if the price is right. So $300 is not a right price. You're right. I could go play a Nintendo Switch. It might not give me, you know, the one-for-one on the games side or graphic fidelity-wise, but, like, it's going to give me some great games that I could play natively and not have to think about a disconnect. So, yeah, to me, I would say wait a couple of months, but let's wait and see. Let's wait and see.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next question we got here?
From Eon888. Hi, guys. Fantastic podcast. Question for the Sony Pony Express. Yeah. What PlayStation game from all the catalog is your guilty pleasure, even though it was either poorly reviewed by critics or other players? Here's where I thought you'd laugh. One of mine is the World Championship Snooker. It's not a good game, but it was to me at the time axing and good fun.
World Championship Snooker.
Do you know what snooker is?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have. It's a type of pool.
Oh.
It's like a billiard. Okay. But I think it's red and white balls, I think.
Ooh.
I don't know how to play, but.
What's a game that's critical? Like, I love Brute Force on Xbox. For PlayStation, let me just turn around again. Let me get some inspiration here.
Sure. I mean, I'll go all the way back from to PS1. There was a game called Two Extreme, which was like an extreme sports game similar to like Cool Borders, which I would also add into that.
Yeah.
Where I played so much of. Were they good? Probably not looking back, but they were I had a great time with it.
God, I know there's like a PS2 game that like it wants to come to mind, it just won't. I always go to the Terracotta Arena, but I would say Gex the Gecko is just so good, it needs to come back. It needs to come back. I heard rumors like
Speaking of platformers, Jersey Devil on PlayStation 1 was another one. That was a good time. I played a ton of, but
yeah,
wasn't that great.
I'm also like, I'm trying to go back. Yeah, it's funny, man. I can't think of like the games that don't impress me or didn't stand out. I would say one game that's good and it just panned was, you know, Days Gone. You know?
Days Gone's great.
Yeah, it's a very good game. I don't think it's necessarily, but like
I get it. It definitely got better with the updates, yeah, for sure.
And that's why I want to go back so bad. I'll see the updates.
But people shit on it just because it's the cool thing to shit on.
Yeah.
I feel.
Oh, 100%. I asked this last question, sir.
I'm sorry, I'm coughing out the demon. Uh-oh. Give me a second.
Okay. He's really trying. Oh, it's really trying to get him. Not today, demon. Not today, Lucifer.
That's what I call my tonsils, by the way. I call them the demon because they're the cause of all the problems.
That's fair.
Dewani Rockshire writes in, gentlemen.
Yes.
Imagine if that's all it was. How is Sony dropping the ball so hard on VR? Ooh. They have a product in the market which is outselling the previous model. And despite me being embedded in the gaming culture, the only people I hear talking about is a VR-specific podcast. I see zero advertising. I don't even see blog posts about upcoming games. Did you know there are more games slated for release in 2023 on PSVR 2 than there are weeks left in the year? This is a platform which will have more than a game a week on average released over the next 6 months, and they simply refuse to talk about it. How did we get through the summer game season with the only mention being RE4 Remake will be playable?
Mm.
Given that they have so much mindshare in the marketing space for video games, it seems a no-brainer to me to have something out there reminding people that it exists and there will be even more stuff to play on it.
Mm.
I will be honest. Yeah. I haven't put my headset on in a while.
And ever since Jedi Survivor, I have not. I have reached out to the End Dreams team, the people behind Synapse. I have not heard anything back, but it has been a minute. I actually might ping their Discord.
I will say there were other, again, it's a problem of that Summer Game Fest window. There were specific, like, you know, the VR upload VR showcase was there. Future Game Showcase had a VR section. But yeah, I agree. PlayStation needs to do more than just randomly put out a Twitter thread of, here are some VR games coming. You know, like, they need to do better. I don't know why there wasn't more VR stuff in that PlayStation showcase, if I'm totally honest.
Listen, I get it. It's hard to market, but totally right. Listen, they're fumbling on a big.
Yeah,
And
it's selling great, which is awesome.
Somehow, and maybe like they're doing something that we're not noticing, but
it very well could be.
You know, maybe they're talking to a VR audience that's thirsty for new content.
Yeah,
but it is definitely annoying, and it definitely seems like they're fumbling. Though this thing is selling better, and that's the thing. A lot, I think, kind of the synopsis on PlayStation right now is just like, man. It seems like they're doing a shit job communicating to us, but their games sell better and better. Their console keeps on selling out. It kind of goes back to actually on Twitter. I wrote this and I meant every word. Let me just scroll on down. The difficulty in navigating games coverage as a PlayStation-centric creator. The hurdle is the hesitation of folks to come on the show, and rightfully so. I feel the need to write, we're not like some other shows, to ensure folks that we don't devolve into foolishness. I feel that in my soul. Like, we talk about, PlayStation don't talk to us. And when I put out that post, dude, I got a lot of people going, don't talk to me either. Don't talk to me neither. Don't talk to me either. And one person like reached out. They're like, say what you will about Xbox, but like, at least they talk back to you. Like, at least they have that communication. And it sucks.
Yeah.
That PlayStation really doesn't seem to have that in the community. But still, it just shows you how.
Or if it's there, it is so behind so many doors that are just inaccessible or not readily available.
And so like that's why I get a lot of shit from some Canadian folks when I say it, but like I mean it. We're not Canadian, so I don't think I'm ever going to get the inside I'm never going to get a PR person shaking my hand handing me a code or handing me an opportunity to talk to a developer. And I've seen
we're
a lot
never
of folks
gonna get a piece of hardware just to review for the show.
And I made my peace with that, I think, since God of War Ragnarok. I'm like, all right, well, it's never going to happen. So how do we navigate it? Since it's not going to happen. Because there are people that have way more followers than us, and they don't even get, and like they don't get a hi, how do you do? So, to me, it's just like, that's the struggle. And I feel as though, again, Sony's lack of talking, but it seems like they're talking to the right people if they're making it work.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how they're making it work as they are.
I wish we were those people.
Ah, sure.
I don't know what we could do more of. other than just, you know, buy bots and get those numbers up?
I mean, I made a joke of
patrons. What do you think if we use all that money you gave us to support us and we just bought bots?
So we could be like Hunter on Twitter. Ooh-wee. I mean, like, and then I'll do, like, I feel like I said to someone along the lines of, like, listen, if my name ain't Greg or if I don't have a Canadian flag next to my name, I ain't getting talked to. So, like, that's what it is. And again, I have to be, and I'm totally fine with that. Because it's not like, mm-hmm. you know, our Canadian brothers and sisters over there aren't busting their butt to put out their content. Because they absolutely are.
They're just more open. They're more welcoming to content creators. I mean, the PlayStation side of things.
Yeah. And it's strictly because it's not actually PlayStation they're talking to. It's a PR firm. And so they have different goals. So, like, if it was, like, yeah, they're actually talking to PlayStation Canada, ironclad over there. But because mm-hmm. it is a PR firm in lieu of, it is what it is. It just strictly is what it is. I'm not mad at it. So, that being said, though, when it comes to, like, shit like this, it's defying reality, it seems. I don't know. But, yeah. Oh, man, that was a big, long rant. I don't know why the PSVR 2 is selling the way it is. Because it seems like it should be selling worse, but...
Yeah.
Alas, here we are. Kyle, do you think we get a State of Play from Sony in the next month or two? State of Play. Maybe highlighting some more PSVR 2 stuff. Maybe talking about that cloud. Talking about that new PlayStation 5 redesign. Slim model. Oh, speaking of, my PlayStation was possessed by a ghost.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my ADHD is really kicking in. Yeah. Okay. You're going to say no?
I'm going to say no. I think they're going to lean more into Gamescom. I think they'll have a strong presence at Gamescom.
I think they'll have something to show before Gamescom and one thing at Gamescom.
Fair. Or like, so similar to the showcase and Spider-Man showing up at Summer Game Fest.
Whatever Keeley has there, they'll be there.
Okay.
Sure. So yeah, my PlayStation was possessed by the devil.
It sure was.
I walked into my room after work. I was like, all right, got to play some Diablo. No, I'm still addicted. They fixed the XP, which means I could get a level every hour.
The clip was Final Fantasy.
Well, so
spam in the image and whatever to Twitter.
So here's what happened. Okay, I walk in and my PlayStation starts just spamming the home button and zapping out of it. So I try to restart it, and it's still doing it. The controller's not even connected at this point. It's doing it, and then I try to reformat it, which is weird. When I get to the BIOS, it's not doing the weird, shit. Mm-hmm. And when I restarted the BIOS and restored the cache and all that, it got to the share section. And that's when it started sharing the Clive photo 15 fucking times. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I go on Reddit, which apparently that's about to cease to exist. I don't know why. And they have the one person goes, it could be. They're like, just turn it off for 20 minutes. I'm like, I'm doing that. Not working.
Yeah.
One person's like, it could be your smart TV, actually. There's a setting on that PlayStation that, you know, if you have a smart TV, you turn on the TV, you turn on the PS5. It could be something along those lines. And I look at my LG C1 remote, humble brag. Look at that. Look at this remote. Yeah. The best remote in the business. Best remote in the business.
Yeah. No, mine's not nearby.
Look at this.
I think I don't have the same one as you.
It's because mine's
very
better.
Similar.
Mine's way better. It's also very messy, but it's way better. It's way cooler too. Anyway, so I really love my TV so much. If anything happened to it, I don't know what I'd do. But the light, the on button light, I'm gonna turn it on, was just stuck like this. I'm like, something's happening. This fuckery afoot. And so I'm like, let me take the batteries out. It's still whatever. It looks like the button, because this is a universal remote, it also works on PlayStation. So it seems like this button was glitched.
The scroll wheel?
Yeah, the scroll button wheel. So I had to restart the remote, and because it was a red light, it means the batteries were dying. So I switched out the battery, and it fixed everything.
That's good to know. I don't like when technology brands cross over and work together without you knowing it. I don't like that.
What do you mean?
Nice. Did you specifically set that up to work on your PlayStation
4? No, it just did.
That's what I mean. I don't like that that's a thing that happens.
It's great.
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I don't like it. I don't like it that you didn't know that it was possible. That's where I'm getting at. It's not that you actively were like, oh, let me pair it to my PlayStation. Gotcha. They just started talking without you knowing.
Yeah. It's like, I would have liked to know. Ooh, okay. Ooh, this is a little bit too meaty for us right here to tackle. I just got an alert. Why did I get an alert? It seems like they found Jonathan Majors innocent.
I saw that as well.
And apparently now charges are on the person that accused him?
I guess so.
Craziness. First time I heard of it. But I would be remiss to say, hey, Kyle.
Yeah?
We're not done yet. With the show.
What do you mean we're not done yet? I'm tired and I'm hungry.
Kyle, what are your thoughts on the submarine?
Oh.
It's all last week. What are your thoughts on the news?
First of all, I should have left. People right. lost their lives. I'm very, very sorry about that.
Sure.
Can't use your money elsewhere.
I know I'm gonna get in trouble here for saying this. As people, my own family gasped and said, "Joe, how could you?" Because I think the memes are hilarious. And my mom's like, "Why would you joke about?" Like, it's mm-hmm. just nothing funny. I'm like,
I did see the one where they're like, they showed like the Afterglow controllers. Exactly. Like, oh yeah, this is
like the controller being the meme of the ship. And I'm like, I'm like, I don't feel bad for any of them. That's what I said.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. You know what you're doing? You're like, dude, because just think about this for just a second. Just for a second, this is my rationale. Yeah. Again, maybe I'm heartless. Why on God's green earth would you go, I'm going to go down so deep into the bottom of the ocean that mm-hmm. if anything goes wrong, I can't go back up?
Yeah, no, it's not great.
Why would I go on a plane and like jump off of even if it's a parachute?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thrill. I'm pissing my pants just thinking about that.
Yeah, no.
I never need to do that. No one ever needs to do that. I see the videos on the Titanic, like right there. That's all I need. I don't need to go down there.
Yeah, no.
I don't need, no. Right? And all it is like you're seeing the radar image too on an LCD screen that's screwed into this vessel, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look at it and it's like, dude, this looks like the inside of a Traeger grill. Are you kidding? And I'm supposed to be like, oh yeah, this seems they're drilling it from the outside. Like mm-hmm. like it's like a home improvement show. That's how they're mm-hmm. getting me in.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to feel sad? like I'm supposed to feel, oh man, dude, you knew 100% something could go wrong.
Yeah.
You could capsize. You knew the
risk.
How much
was it for them to go down? What was
$250,000.
Come on. Again.
And my mom's like, what about the kid? My kid's 19. He could have said no. And my mom's like, you're a monster. And people, let me know if I'm a monster and an animal down in the comments. It's like, Joe, the father guilt tripped him. And the argument was, come on, you know, I think my brother's like, you know, Joe, when you were like 27, like dad guilt tripped you to go to Middletown to fix something in the apartment. And I'm
that is nowhere in the same league.
Exactly. I'm like, you're talking about me going to a 40-minute drive to Middletown, New York to fix a leak compared to, hey, for Father's Day, let me take you down in a soda can 250 feet below sea level. You know what I mean?
Do they not realize movie theaters fucking exist still? Go see a movie.
And I'm like, there's no amount of guilt tripping you can do to make me to make me do anything like that. Be like, no, you go ahead. No, I'll see you when you come up, Dad. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You could. Yeah, no. You can't guilt trip me to do that.
No.
No.
$250,000? Are you ahead? Nuts?
No. Absolutely not. And so I would
buy the complete PlayStation library physically for that money.
I would buy the ability to not have a fucking care in the world. Are you kidding me?
1,000%. I'd buy so many hammocks for every room in my house.
Why? Just the thought is terrifying.
Oh.
Oh, yes. I'm in this thing that my room's bigger than.
Flying with on five a plane other people is terrifying.
Yeah.
You're in a metal tube tens of thousands of feet in the air.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. That's proven to be safe. You know what I mean?
Sometimes.
99% of the time.
Did you see last week in some smaller plane, the door just got ripped off and there's a hole in the side of the plane?
Well, here's the other thing. You don't fly those smaller planes. You never fly the smaller planes.
Fair.
Right? You fly United. All you got to do is fight the staff and you're in. So, like, they call it the
proving. I'm a JetBlue boy.
They call it the proving. What did I say? The lady that I'm seeing currently, I texted her something. I go, who are you flying with? If it's United, I heard you have to fight the security. They call it the proving. Anyway. Oh, wait, sorry. She goes, oh, Spirit, it's my first time. I never flew United before. Now, I hear only awful things about Spirit.
Yeah.
So, I want to tell her, like, I've only heard awful things. So I go, you're in luck. They actually let you fly the plane. All right, have fun. Good luck. Text me when you're down.
I just really, honestly.
Yeah.
Do rich people have nothing better to do?
And I'm like, oh, no. Like, again, like, sure. When I say,
hey,
like, I don't feel bad.
Have you thought about, I don't know, not spending that money? Just right? Stay at home?
Yeah. How about go to a soup kitchen? Like, fund a charity, you know?
Listen, you just brought up something that I need to rant on, but continue.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, not like I guess, like, do I feel bad? Sure. People people died. But when you give, like, the scenario, it's like the sympathy points go down to the point of, it's like, well, you did it to yourself. Like,
yeah.
Like, I can't.
Yeah.
And when I heard, like, oh, yeah. And listen, me looking at it, because one person, I forget, it's like cubic weight or something, like 1 pound of cubic weight, what that would do to capsize. They showed an oil rig and it.
Yeah, it, like, imploded on itself.
It was like a ketchup.
Crushed soda can.
Yeah, crushed soda can. Perfect analogy. Yeah. And there you go. Now times that by 247. And so the way I'm seeing it is, like, yeah, they died. They did not see it coming in the slightest.
No.
Like, they just.
They poofed.
And like, so, and it's not even them exploding. It's like literally the thing went pancake.
No, that's what. Yeah, that. Yeah, they're.
So it's like they didn't feel it. You know, you literally signed up for, like, the waiver said death like 5 times.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, like, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. Like, nope. I'm like, I'm sad that they're gone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the kid's stepdad, the stepdad's, like, kid was out in a Blink-182 concert. So, like, it goes to show something, the morality of that family, maybe not where it should be, you know?
Yeah. Small little rant that I just thought
of.
Okay,
go for it.
I think I talked about this before.
Joe's a bad guy is what I'm going to title this. He's a bad man.
But also gives great interview advice. Yeah. That should be the title of the show. I fucking hate with a passion. Mm-hmm. When I'm at a deli or I'm at the bagel place getting a breakfast sandwich, when it's time for people, if they are able to tip the workers, they wait until they see them looking at them so they can see them put the money in the jar. Like, it's a show. Like, they need some fucking validation of, oh, I'm a good person and you saw me be a good person, mm-hmm. instead of me just fucking doing it because I want to do it, that pisses me off. Just if you want to tip them, put the money in. Don't make a show about it. Like, I legit, Joe, a few weeks ago, I was picking up a sandwich from my dad at the bagel place.
I'm a bad man.
Oh, you're one of those people.
I'll tell you what.
The woman in front of me put it in the tip jar, noticed no one saw her, she took it out again, and waited for them to come closer, and then she put it back.
You're being extra.
I would say that was a one-off, but that has happened multiple times because I'm near the Hamptons.
Yeah.
All foo-foo rich people that need some sort of good in their life. I fucking hate it. Joe, now tell me that you did that, and I will come through this Ethernet port
and give
the brain fog back to you.
I do something. So what, I'm like, I keep the change. And then while they're handing it to me, I go, oh, here you go. And I put it back. It could be a nickel. It could be a dime. It could be $2.
That I don't mind.
Okay. Here's my other thing. Ready for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also a very lousy tipper.
Oh. Yeah.
I tip maybe it tip happens. Like 15%. I can't do 20. Can't do 20. So 10, 15. I'm sorry. I'm also poor, but I'm also very hungry.
Well, that's the thing.
I'll try to do the survey.
Yeah.
There's a survey.
I tip if I can. Mm-hmm. I just haven't been in a place where I can, but to me, it's the people that purposely are only doing it to try to make other people see them as a good person instead of just fucking doing it and going about your day.
Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, listen, I can't do it. Oh my God. Also not going to feel bad about it. I can't do it. Sorry.
No. I'm not saying not tipping is that's not the issue. My issue is like people waiting for the workers to see them put the tip in.
Gotcha. No, yeah, that's
for brownie points. That's what I'm mad at. Yeah. I don't care if you can't tip. That's totally fine.
I get it.
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, I didn't do a good tip to the one person. I was on a date. Okay, maybe and I was in the wrong. But here's my justification for it. Because she was like, he was good. I'm like, he was a fucking annoying. Don't check up on me every 2 minutes. All right.
If we ever go out to eat in real life together, we're at a restaurant, I am 1,000% slipping the waiter or waitress an extra 20. Like, listen, come check on Joe every minute.
Oh, fuck you. No. No, you son of a bitch. Check on me first off. Here's the deal. You check on me.
You take a sip of water, they're instantly there to refill every time.
Okay, there's a balance. Waiters, waitresses, I don't know your life. And I respect what you do. I've never been a waiter or waitress, but I feel like I'd be the best waiter or waitress, okay?
Sure. Whatever you say, Joe.
I would be the best.
What are you eating? That fucking sucks. That's a horrible choice.
Well, no. Here's what I do. First, I see you to your table. Hi, my name's Joseph. Here's the menus. Welcome to Olive Garden.
Theoretically. When you're here, your family.
When you're here, your family. I'll be your Uncle Joe today. Fucking nailed him. I'm funny too, right? And I go, hey, can I start you guys with a drink? Okay, I'd like a Coke. I'd like a Sprite. I'd like a water. I'd like a Dr. Pepper. I go, you're a bit of a weirdo, but I'll take it. And what do? I'm writing this on a pad. I'm not doing the hands behind the back showboating that you're, don't worry, it's all up here. I hate when they're like, don't worry, it's a steel trap. No, it's fucking not, okay? I don't know if, what are you on, Adderall? What do you mean it's all up here, steel trap? No, I need pen, paper, verification you got this down, okay?
Can I quickly interject with an image of you as a waiter that I have in my mind at Olive Garden specifically?
Yeah, please.
As you're bringing the endless breadsticks to the table, you put it down and you go, one for me, and then you just go, you leave.
All right, see you, sack of shits.
It's a Charlie from It's Always Sunny situation, I feel like.
Now I have 3-ish minutes to get you your waters. The least I can do. That's a fast thing. Tops 3 minutes. Okay. Go, hey, do you need anything? You know, you got any apps you got, right? Anything to start with? A soup. Soup of the day is this, that, and the other thing, you know? First off, no, I'm not even doing the soup of the day. I'm not even doing the dish of the day. If it's an Olive Garden, you don't need it. If it's...
No.
No.
Nobody's, what kind of pasta again? What are we doing?
Nobody's here? Actually ordering the meal of the day or the soup of the day. That's so 1980s. We're out of the Reagan administration, long dead. No. They don't need to be bothered. And they go, oh, no, we're just looking. Okay, now I have bought you 5 minutes. You have 5 to 7. Seven's asking. That's a long one. Seven. I come back. If there's one person unsure, sometimes that's me. I go, okay, I'm going to give you another 3 minutes. I'm going to come back. Now, okay, I got your apps. I got your entrees. I'm back and everything. Okay, great. You're going to see me one more time. You're going to see me one more time between here and it's the update. Hey guys, just to let you know, here's your app. Like, if that's to say they ordered apps, here's your apps. Any of you guys need a new Sprite, a new Pepsi, a new sicko over there who wants a Dr. Pepper? Okay, cool. I'll be back. Or they didn't get apps because they're cheapskate and they don't like mozzarella sticks.
How dare they?
Real pieces of shit.
You don't like mozzarella sticks?
No. People that don't like mozzarella sticks deserve...
Oh.
It's akin to high treason.
Okay. I all I saw was red. I was...
Fuck with mozzies in this house.
Okay. All right.
My arteries won't for much longer. So, mm-hmm. Okay. You will now see me one time before mealtime. Now I bring you the entrees. I'm not doing like the dishes. Like, I'm bringing some help with me. I'm not balancing shit on me.
Another or the thing. Giant platter.
Yeah, I'm like, I lack fucking balance. Look at me, okay? I'm Humpty fucking Dumpty. You think I'm going to balance 5 dishes? I'm bringing a team. I want to make sure that's secure.
Yeah.
You are
walking behind people carrying your food for you to the table.
Exactly.
Making sure that they're good.
I go, here's my fucking team. Team of expert dish holders. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I go, is there anything else you need from me? No? You will see me again in 10 minutes. Because at this point, I'm asking you, what soda you want? Okay, now. Want this one? I'm not here to be your fucking friend. I'm here to give you. I'm here to give you your meal. Take it effectively. Give you one laugh at the beginning. I'm Uncle Joe because of when you hear your family, fucking hilarious. You got one joke. That's it. And I'm done. I should be out of sight, out of mind. This guy at Olive Garden. Every 2 minutes. Hey man, everything okay? Hey man, everything all right? Hey man, you want some more breadsticks? Hey man, you got some more? You want some more? Every 2 minutes, there's a new. Hey man, you need a drink? Hey man, hey, just so you know. And then here's the other thing: the Cardinals and I wanted chicken on. First off, he said what protein you want. Oh, that pisses me off. Oh, that pisses me off. This is where. Maybe Joe Rogan has a fucking point. This PC culture, just call it meat. What type of protein you want? What? What type of meat you want? Protein? What am I going to the fucking gym? Type of protein I want.
Oh my God, we've been podcasting for 3 hours.
What type of protein I want, Kyle? But he got the chicken price wrong. And then he was just like, hey, let me, and he reaches over the table and he just started pressing all these buttons. I'm like, you just want to order it on this tablet. Here's the tablet. Don't reach over. I'm not kidding you. 15 times he came to my table. How's everything? You get one, how's everything? He asked me 3 times, how's everything? I'll fucking know. I haven't tasted it because I'm too busy talking to you. Asking my protein. What do you mean? Do you want it with chicken? Do you want your penne with vodka with chicken? What other protein is there? What other protein? Then do you want chicken or beef? Protein is there?
Seafood. Fish are considered okay. Protein.
Hey, you want a chicken? We got chicken, steak, or fish? Oh, what type of fish? Protein. Fuck out of here. Flounder or salmon?
I feel like tilapia? You've already...
What we I'm sorry. We got to make so much room for fucking tofu. Tofu? That one in every 200 fucking people are eating? We got to make way for tofu. That tastes fucking gross, by the way. Oh, you
tofu's
vegans.
Tofu's awful.
You vegans or something else.
I'm pretty sure, without me knowing this answer beforehand.
Yeah.
I feel like you've already seen it. But go watch Waiting, please.
Absolutely, I have.
Waiting is a great movie about a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's great.
So that's my only thing where I turned into someone's old uncle that isn't allowed at Thanksgiving anymore. It's when you ask what type of protein you want. I ask.
That was 1,000% a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode that we just went through. 1,000,000%. You are Larry David at an Olive Garden and prove me wrong. What are we? I'm fine. I just saw you. What do you mean?
Oh, God. Yeah, it is. I'm becoming Larry David. I'm becoming Larry David. Everybody, that's been the Trophy Room. Enough of me.
Oh, my God.
I think at this point you're like, I heard enough.
I love y'all so very much. Thank you for listening to this shenanigans. We were very wholesome at the beginning of this post show. We really ran the gamut on this one.
So
we got interview stuff.
Interview stuff.
Viewer questions.
Viewer questions.
Your dad was hitting, nailing a painting on the wall at 10:30 at night. Job talking about the submarine.
I have no sympathy for anything anymore. Lost it
and
all.
Then you become Larry David.
Yeah.
That was quite the post show.
You got to earn that 20%.
Oh, wait. That one's worth a dollar.
That one's worth, honest to goodness. Let me tell you something. Don't treat us the way I treat hospitality. Thank you for your generosity, unlike me. Everybody, keep your wits about you, keep hunting, and keep playing PlayStation. I love y'all.
Love you. Bye.